Hiçbir yer.
So, if you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. You have no excuse not to listen.
sweet nothing, sweet dreams, serene. Dancing with scissors, our bones full of wishes. We wait for our plans to come true. Why do I like you? 'Cause I do. Why do I like you? 'Cause I'd kill to be you. Sweet nothing, sweet dreams, serene. Sweet nothing, sweet dreams, serene.
As a public service to the listeners of WRCT, we have compiled a short list of items you should not have in your possession at the present time. 1. A muscle car. 2. A Betamax. 3. Acid-washed anything. 4. A members only jacket. 5. Stirrup pants. 6. Asbestos. 7. Hummelware. 8. Sweet and Low. 9. Copies of Dynetics or Megatrends. And 10. A radio not tuned to 88.3 FM. If you do have any of these items, WRCT suggests you get with the program.
Thank you. WRCT Pittsburgh. Real vinyl.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
Yes, Donald Trump is getting arrested later, but we start today with economic news. We'll get to this the Trump stuff. We'll have time to discuss it tomorrow. Let's start with economic news. Inflation has now dropped to its lowest point in 2 years. And as you all know, I don't like to play politics with these economic indicators. I don't play politics with debt and deficit. We have to look at it for what it is. And if you do that, you will then have no choice but to laugh at the way that Fox News covered this. Yahoo Finance reports inflation. Consumer prices in May rose at slowest annual rate since April of 2021. That's, in fact, more than 2 years. It's 25, almost 26 months. The Consumer Price Index revealed headline inflation rose 0.1% over the last month and 4% over the prior year in May, a slowdown from April's 0.4% month over month increase and 4.9% annual gain, both measures roughly in line with economists' forecasts. So we have a chart that you can see. And of course, you see this massive inflation spike that started right when COVID started. Essentially, it has now come down to levels that are still higher than what the U.S. has seen, but are equivalent to what we saw in 2011, lower than what we saw during the recession in 2008, similar to numbers we had in 2006, similar to numbers in 2001, lower than numbers in 91. So you start to see that we are now in an inflation range that is a little bit higher than what we have historically said is the target, but are very reasonable inflation numbers. Is this a surprise? It is not. I don't have any special predictive ability. But anybody paying attention to the trends, we saw an increase in the rate of inflation. We saw a decrease in the increase of that rate. And then the next thing you would expect is an actual decrease. My thought was that by the end of this summer, we would be somewhere in the 4 to 5 range. We may even, once we get June's numbers in July or July's numbers in August, we may actually see inflation down into the high threes, which is even lower than I thought it might be. Or it might stay level right around this 4%. Important to understand a couple of different things, and I always explain these things. Number one, when people see the number 4%, very often they think prices went up 4% in May. They did not. 4% is the inflation over the last 12 months. And what happens when you get a new month's worth of data is that in that year indicator, you drop that 13 month ago number and you add the latest one. So let me give you an example. The number we got last month in May told us what was inflation from April 22 to April 23. Now that we have the May numbers, we update the 12 month indicator and we now know what was inflation from May 22 to May 23. It's a trailing 12 month indicator. Number two, many people aren't aware that based on the standards that we have for our economies and how we think about the economy, the goal is roughly 2 to 3% inflation. Now, you might say, David, why? Why would we want inflation? And it's important to understand this. You can critique it by saying this is not sustainable long term as an economy because we can't have indefinite growth, which I would engage with you on. But the reason that a little bit of inflation is considered good is if you have too much inflation, as we understand, life becomes unaffordable for people. It can cause spending to stop because people can't afford things, and it can cause a recession. That's if we have too much inflation. You might say, well, but wouldn't deflation be good then? Prices going down sounds good. People can afford things. If you start seeing deflation, where things get cheaper, it also causes people not to spend and businesses not to invest. Why would that be? If you expect that things will be cheaper in the future, either as an individual consumer thinking about buying a car, or as a business thinking about doing an expansion, building a new warehouse, or whatever the case may be, if you think it will be cheaper